For many days, the Gregory yacht has been held captive in the slip between two of the piers on the strange isle of Euclidea, the Magic Island. The rescue boat sailed from Los Angeles with Johnson in command and was prepared to aid in rescuing Mrs. Gregory and her party from the island. However, radio messages between this boat and the Gregory yacht were intercepted, and Johnson's boat captured and towed to the island by a Euclidean submarine. Johnson was not aboard, however, and now he is bound back to Los Angeles to prepare another rescue expedition. Jerry and Joan are getting some mysterious instructions from Captain Bradford in the radio cabin on the yacht.
We'll do it exactly like you tell it, Tex, won't we, Joan?
Certainly. You may depend on Jerry and me to carry out your instructions, Captain. Even if there were some little danger connected with it, it would still be better for Jerry and myself to attempt it, as Captain Bradford would excite more suspicion trying to gain admittance to the laboratory.
I suppose you're right, dear, but it all seems so wild and terrible.
Now, don't worry, Mrs. Gregory. Joan and I'll bring home the bacon.
I know you will, kid. You and Joan can do the work of any two men I ever worked with. Now, listen. This thing isn't going to be difficult if you'll do exactly as I say.
Yes, Captain.
You and Jerry go over on the island. Start poking around into corners and act curious. Don't get anyone too angry at you. But try to get yourselves taken to G-47's laboratory if you don't get invited there.
Well, Joan knows all the places where we can bump into somebody who'll take us to G-47, so the old guy'll ball us out. Then we ought to be able to figure a way to stay in the laboratory and watch them finish working out the formula they got from Mac.
But if you are in the laboratory when the formula's completed, you'll be in danger from the gas.
Not if they do as I tell them. Now, here is a lot of cotton soaked in a solution I made for the purpose. You can carry more than enough for both of you in your pocket, Jerry. And it'll stay wet enough for an hour or more. Now, if you're in the laboratory, when the gas floods the place, stick some of that cotton in your noses. Hold your mouths tight shut. Breathe a little through your noses if you have to. Be sure to fall with the others and act as they do. Then, when they're all asleep, get out fast and close the door. Call the other Euclideans and tell them something has happened in the laboratory. Then you get back here to this boat.
Won't the gas affect their eyes, Tex?
Not in the slightest. Its only possible effect is in the lungs. The solution on the cotton will absorb all you could breathe of it for 3 minutes. 1 minute will give you more time than you need. That's all.
Oh, Joan, my dear, I'm so afraid for you.
There is nothing to fear. We will follow the captain's instructions.
Well, come on. Let's get going.
Good luck, kids.
Now where? You lead the way, Joan. You ought to know all the places where we can get into trouble on this funny island.
I will take you to several places where we should be stopped and taken before G-47 to explain our conduct.
Here we go again. I start to get the jitters every time I walk on the stone without making any noise.
We may get many of those jitters, as you call them, before this little task of ours is completed.
Oh, you think it's going to be tough, huh?
Tough?
I mean, we're going to have a hard time putting it over?
Precisely.
Now, why did I tell you about that precisely thing?
I will not say it again, Jerry, if you do not like it.
You know, Joan, you're about the swellest girl a fella ever had.
I like that, Jerry. I think you are a nice and clever boy.
That's what I like about you. You could see what a swell fellow I was right away.
Yes, Jerry, you make it very plain.
Yeah, huh? Oh, yeah. You mean it sticks out all over me. Well, you ain't so bad yourself.
Jerry, how often must I tell you that ain't is not correct?
I know all about it. Now let my manners and English alone and do something to help the plot along. Where can we get into trouble?
Right here, if you do not speak more quietly. Remember that the guard in the central control chamber is hearing all you say.
Yeah, that's right.
Then, oh, Jerry, the elevator housing is rising out of the island. Someone is coming up.
Let's just stall along over to it. We might pick up some news along there.
I do not understand that stall. How is it possible to stall along? Is not a stall a small partition?
Yeah, yeah. A stall is where they keep horses in English, but it means to go slow in slang. Hey, look who's coming out of the elevator.
Why, Jerry, it is Commander S-1.
Nobody else. My girlfriend from the submarine.
But, Jerry, you said...
Now, don't start to cry. I know I called her my girlfriend, but it don't mean a thing. She's coming this way.
I think it would be well to use care in addressing the commander.
Okay, I'll watch my step.
It is indeed an unexpected pleasure to meet you, my dear Cleostra. And as usual, you are, of course, searching for trouble.
How did you know that?
Your indiscreet companion attracts trouble as a magnet does metal.
Okay, Commander, have it your way.
What is this? No sparkling retort from you, Hall?
I've got nothing to say.
That is likely. But under ordinary conditions, you would be saying it.
Saying what?
Nothing.
You will pardon me, Commander, but Jerry and I would like to look around on some of the lower levels of the island. Would you care to accompany us?
Hey, Joan, wait a minute.
Quiet, Jerry. I have asked the Commander to accompany us if it is agreeable to her.
Well, maybe you know what you're doing. Go to it.
I will be quite willing to accompany you. I am free at the time, and it is highly possible I may be able to prevent your getting into trouble.
Yeah, that's just what I was afraid of.
Jerry!
Your remark confirms my suspicions, Hall. I shall accompany you. We will use the private submarine elevator. Follow me.
Look here, Joan. If this comes out wrong, it's your fault.
I feel as you say, Jerry. I have a bunch. And when
Hey, that's a hunch, not a bunch.
Of course, Jerry. Then I have a hunch.
Well, golly whiskers. So you've got a hunch. And you can use slang without choking on it. That's good enough for me.
You will enter?
Oh, hurry, Jerry.
Okay. In we go. Oh, this floor doesn't make any noise.
You must not pay any attention to Jerry, Commander. He is always looking for things which make noise.
Yeah, this island's too quiet for me.
I will take you where you may make a great deal of noise if you so desire. We will leave this car at the fifth floor.
That's where the main chemical laboratory is, isn't it?
Jerry.
Yes, the laboratory is there, as is this car. You may step out, Hall, and you, Cleostra.
Boy, that was service. Five floors in about that many seconds and without a sound. Now where?
Follow me.
I know where we are going, I think, Jerry.
Where?
To the sound channel.
To the what?
Cleostra is correct. You wanted to make and hear noise. This chamber will give you ample opportunity.
What kind of a place is this? A special room for noise?
Precisely. We will enter here. Exercise caution in your voice and movements. The din will be terrific if you are careless.
There's more things on this island than to... Hey, listen to my voice. Gee, it sounds funny and loud, too.
I warned you to speak quietly.
This is the sound channel, Jerry, where all sounds are tested for their vibrations and penetrating qualities.
Here, for example, is a length of the Euclidean cloth with which you have lined your cabin. Put it over your head. Wrap it tightly around your throat. Then speak.
Hey, if this is a gag, I'll...
Try it, Jerry. I have done it before.
Okay. Well, how did it sound?
We could not understand your speech. The sound was barely audible.
Yes, Jerry. At a distance of a few feet, even that slight sound would not have been heard.
Well, I like it better this way. How am I doing?
Oh, Jerry, please. That makes such an awful noise.
This is the kind of a place I like, where you can hear all that's going on.
It is the only place on the island where nothing can be heard from without.
Jerry, the commander is right.
You mean this racket can't be heard out in the elevators or anywhere?
Precisely.
Then I can have all the fun I want to. Say it. Joan, that gives me an idea.
I had hoped it would.
You had, huh?
The commander is waiting for you to speak, Jerry.
On the level, Commander. Nothing we say can be heard in any other place on the island? Not by their instruments or anything?
That has been definitely established.
And you brought us to this room on purpose. You did it to give us a chance to talk.
Exactly.
Swell. But, well, what if G-47 finds out you brought us here? Won't that cause you a lot of trouble?
It would be very serious for the Commander, Jerry.
But you brought us here anyhow. Well, Commander, I'm going to tell you something.
I might suggest that you hurry your remarks.
Oh, sure. I'm sorry. Okay, here it is. G-47 has a formula he thinks is an important one of Captain Bradford's.
The universal solvent?
You knew that?
Sure, she knew. I guess everybody on the island knows G-47's after that formula.
Correct. Proceed.
Well, this formula they've got is not the solvent, but it is a real formula. And when they put the last ingredient into it and get the solution exactly right, it will kind of blow up. And the room will be filled with a gas that will put everybody in the room to sleep for hours.
And your plan is...
Well, Joan and I want to be in that laboratory when the gas fills the room. Then when the Euclideans are all laid out, we'll run out and report to the other Euclideans. They'll rush in the room, and the gas will get them. It'll stay active in the big room for 24 hours.
And then?
Then we will notify Captain Bradford and Mother on the yacht. And our party will take over the command of the island, and everything will be... Oh, Jerry, we've made a mistake. The commander...
Hey, look here, Commander. You're on our side, aren't you? Commander,
What makes you look so funny? Joan, this thing's going wrong. Don't let her out that door.
Silence. You two young fools need have no fear of me. I was merely thinking if I could plan your safety in that gas-filled room.
Hey, Joan, listen to that.
Yes, Jerry. Oh, you are wonderful, Commander.
Time will tell.
Well, don't worry about the gas for us. We've got some cotton soaked in a secret solution to stick in our noses so the gas won't hurt us.
Very well. I will take you to the laboratory at once. I will explain your presence by saying I found you spying in the outer chamber. Then I will remain with you as if to guard you. And when the gas has done its work, you may bring the captain to take over the control of Euclidia.
Oh, boy, that's swell. Here's some of the cotton. Stick it in your nose now and shove it up the nostril far enough so it won't be seen.
Prepare yourselves. I will not need the cotton.
But, Commander, you said that you would be in the room with us.
I shall.
Then the gas will put you to sleep. It might even hurt you. Well, I'm not sure.
That is of no moment. You are in the right. The Euclideans are wrong. I can serve you best by posing as a loyal Euclidean, even to the point of allowing the gas to overcome me.